Welcome to Purity in Christ, and thank you for listening in again. Let's have some fun. I am Miss Joyce Sia Bell, and this is week two of our Refresh series. It's episode two for children ages 9 through 12. We're going to call it Discovering the Gift of Purity. Now, parents, I have a word for you here. We are now getting into the purpose of Purity in Christ, which is to teach and affirm sexual abstinence until marriage. Our mission and purpose is to teach and affirm sexual abstinence until marriage. All sessions are designed to be age appropriate. However, we do understand if you're not yet comfortable with any discussion connected to sexuality, feel free to listen first away from the presence of your children or postpone listening altogether. We totally understand. However, please do know that we would love for you to listen in and even share feedback and thoughts with us as a parent. Our Instagram is at PURITYINCHR. And our Facebook page is Purity in Christ. So other than that, all right. For our boys and girls and for any parents listening in, let's go. We are going to talk about discovering the gift of purity. We're going to do a main illustration, and we're going to talk about a few points, and we're going to have a special activity that you're going to do this week. So before we talk about what it means to discover this gift, let's go over and memorize what's going to be our foundational scripture. Foundational means this is the truth that we base our lessons on. I'll read, and then we'll make a confession. This confession will remind us of what we're learning in these sessions. So listen at the scripture. It's Romans chapter 12, verse 1. King James Version says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Now, in this verse, Paul, a very important apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, basically begs us, pleads with us to treat our bodies as a beautiful, holy gift set aside for him, given back to him, God, that is. God protects us and keeps us. God only desires the best for all of us. So now we're going to make a confession. I want you to listen first, and then I'll have you repeat it, and then we'll say it together. Our confession will be this. I present my body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is my reasonable service. Now I want you to repeat after me. I present my body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is my reasonable service. That means that is the least we can do is offer ourselves back to him. Let's try to say it together. Ready? I present my body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is my reasonable service. I say it together again. I present my body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is my reasonable service. By saying that, you're actually quoting Romans 12:1. You're actually reminding yourself of the word of God concerning your body. We will start and end every session with this scripture. This is the founding scripture of Purity in Christ. So listen up. Let's get into this discussion of discovering this gift of purity. What are we talking about? Well, let me ask you something. Who is your favorite celebrity? Who is your favorite athlete, actor, actress, YouTube personality, or who's your BFF? Who do you consider an amazing person to be around? Or who do you think would be an amazing person to be around? Think about it. Well, let's pretend this amazing person, whether it's a celebrity, whether it's a YouTube personality, whether it's your best friend, ran into you on a field trip with your class. Well, not only do they surprise you, but they invite you to their home for their birthday party. So let's imagine, as you and your parents get to the home for their birthday party, they hand you gifts that blow your mind. There are t-shirts, wristbands, cups. There's all kind of souvenirs with their autograph on it just for you. Or if it's your BFF, it's something special that their parents helped them buy for you to give to you, to thank you for coming to their party just because you're their BFF. So how awesome would that be? It sounds kind of wild, but wouldn't that be incredible? Well, as you open it and enjoy or discover your gifts, you are so excited for days, weeks. You want to keep all the gifts close by. You want to keep them safe. You don't want your little brother or little sister touching them. You don't want your little cousins touching them. You'll never forget this day. Well, as time goes on, you remember how great of a day it was and how this person, whether it's a celebrity or a BFF, is so special to you. But one day you look up and maybe you've lost one of the gifts, or torn a t-shirt, or torn something up, or broken something by mistake. It wasn't intentional. How would you feel? That wouldn't be too cool, right? Or on the other hand, let's pretend you looked up and after months and even years, you have taken care of all the gifts. And when you see them, you're so glad. So how would you feel then? That's the better option, isn't it? So I asked that question and I want you to think about it, because in discovering the gift of purity, God has given us our bodies. He is concerned with what we do with our bodies. As we get older, and this is no secret to some of you, we start to have interest in the opposite sex. Girls, you have that crush, that guy that may be in the class next door. Guys, you can't stop thinking about that girl that's in your class or maybe in your neighborhood down the street. Well, remember how in our first session, for those of you who listened in, about being God's gift, we talked about how God made us so amazing. He made us fearfully and wonderfully. He made us just awesome and amazing. Well, we are important to Him. You are born with a spirit, a soul, and a body. And He wants only the person you marry later on in life to spend time getting to know you physically. Sex is waiting for us only in marriage. And it is very important. It is connected to everything else in our marriage and family lives. That's God's way. He has blessed marriage and said that we are to join with our spouses. That means our husbands or our wives, guys, to be fruitful and multiply, have children and teach them God's ways. Now, regardless of what your favorite YouTube person says, your celebrity, your BFF, sex is only for marriage. It is not a popular message. You may get laughed at if you tell someone this, but that is God's way. Sex is only for marriage. Until then, your purity in the time before marriage, that you honor God by treating your body as a beautiful, holy gift to God. That's what we mean by saying purity. During this time, even in your youth, all the way up through adulthood until you marry, you honor God by treating your body as a beautiful, special gift to Him. I want you to think about that. We're going to take a quick 30-second break and we will be right back. Don't go away. Well, let's talk more about presenting our bodies as a living sacrifice. Let's talk more about honoring God. How we do that? How does that look? What does that look like? That means you should definitely not be showing affection such as tight hugs or kissing or touching that special someone, no matter how much you like them. That is way too personal. Now, if you're in class or in a school group or a church group, and you've done an activity together, if you see them in your neighborhood and they want to cheer you up, there are fun, friendly ways to do things, such as friendly hugs and high fives. Those things are quick and they're fun. It's no problem. But let's stop here. Parents and boys and girls, let's talk about inappropriate touching that may come from adults or older youth or any friends. Anything that has made you uncomfortable, girls and boys, it is not your fault. And parents, it is not your fault. Tell an adult immediately, kids. And parents, if you notice that your child is out of sorts lately, not quite themselves, please talk to them and find out if there's something that they need to tell you. If necessary, go with them to visit a counselor or a doctor. If something has happened, please tell authorities immediately. Abuse of any type is never the victim's fault and it must be addressed now. Please do not wait. So getting back to our lesson, purity means living the right way with our bodies. This means no sex until you are married. Now, can you give them birthday cards, or laugh at their jokes, just have fun? Sure. Picking up something that they may have dropped, treat them nice and respectful, absolutely. But this is all that should be happening. Actually, you can tell an adult. Tell your parent. Tell someone that you like this person, that you really feel that they are special. Also, tell God how you feel. You can pray to God. You're not too young. You can pray and tell them how much you like this person. But as for now, let's focus on enjoying kids' activities, fun, safe times that we will remember for the rest of our lives. But wait a minute. Remember that example we used about the gifts and souvenirs from the party from your favorite celebrity or your best friend? We talked about some of the gifts being lost or damaged possibly. Well, purity is God's gift to us, and sometimes we don't handle it quite well, which means you may, especially our older children, our older kids, you may have gotten too affectionate, too physical, sneaking around, doing things when nobody else is looking. Well, first of all, know that God loves you. He is not angry at you. And He will make everything right if you ask for forgiveness, which means that means repent, and ask Him to help you to not do those things. He gives you a fresh start. Another way that you can have this fresh start is to remember our confession, which we're going to end with. It said, I present my body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is my reasonable service. Try to say it with me. I present my body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is my reasonable service. So, asking God's forgiveness or His help is very important, even in your adulthood, when you become adults. Ask Him to help you obey what He said in Romans 12:1. He loves you and the person you are crushing on too. He loves them too. But whenever we make mistakes, God is always waiting with open arms for us to come to Him and be helped by Him, asking for His forgiveness and for His help to avoid getting involved in someone, in those ways with someone before we are married. In Genesis 1, the first book of the Bible, have you ever heard of Adam and Eve? Well, God made Adam and He made Eve. He brought them together. They committed to each other and became husband and wife. God said it was good and told them to have a family and to fill up the whole earth, which means have children. Well, guess what? I want you to do an activity. This is homework. Thinking of everything that we talked about today, it may have been a lot, but I want you to do this assignment and it will help you think about it more. I want you to make two lists. If you need to, you can get a journal, a notebook, something that you can write on the front that says purity in Christ. If you heard our first session, we wrote down some things that made us feel special. So whether you wrote it down or not, use a notebook or a journal to write down two lists. Let's do two lists. One list is to write down the ways that you can show good, respectful behavior to other kids your age. Good, respectful behavior to other kids your age. How to treat them in a respectful manner. For instance, can you talk better talk more respectful? Can you smile more? Can you say yes ma'am, no ma'am to adults? Can you open or close doors? Boys, can you open or close doors for the young ladies? Also, the other list, write down some fun things you can do with other kids. Fun things, playing games, going out to the movies, going to the park, riding bikes. It might sound silly, but make a list. Make a list of those fun things that can be done. And we're going to talk about those two lists next time. This will help you stay focused on living God's way and avoiding too much of the wrong type of affection. Whether you're interested in someone or not, this will help you. I want you all to also feel free to follow us on Instagram, PURITYINCHR. And parents were also on Facebook as Purity in Christ. We are all done for this week. Be sure to have your two lists ready for next week. We will talk more about what you wrote down and what I wrote down. Until then, have a great week and remember that you are amazing.